This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. The Producers Guild Awards were handed out with Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water winning Best Film. For TV, it was The Handmaid's Tale, Best Drama, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Best Comedy, Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, Best TV Variety Series, Black Mirror, Long Form TV, and Carpool Karaoke, Short Program. The film that wins this award often goes on to win the Oscar. Or not. Ed Sheeran got engaged to his girlfriend, Cherry Seaborn. Sheeran said, quote, "We're very happy and in love, and our cats are excited as well," unquote. Sheeran's known Seaborn since they were kids, but didn't start dating until he invited her to Taylor Swift's 4th of July party in 2015. Sheeran's engagement comes after a roller coaster year with substance addiction and a bike injury. Marriage will calm him down, or not. Michael Wolff's controversial Fire and Fury inside the Trump White House is coming to television. Wolff will executive produce the series. Fire and Fury, which tells the inside story of Donald Trump's first year as president, based on Wolff's exclusive access to the White House, has been the publishing sensation of 2018. Trump attacked the book, which caused the book's sales to soar even more. Of course it did. The LA coroner's office revealed that Tom Petty died of an accidental drug overdose. The 66-year-old had been using a number of prescriptions, including opioid pain med fentanyl, to ease the pain of a broken hip while on the road. Petty officially died of multi-system organ failure caused by mixed drug toxicity. Fentanyl is the same opiate that killed Prince, and it's hundreds of times more potent than heroin. Sad. Community star Joel McHale is returning to his The Soup Roots, signing a deal with Netflix to headline a weekly variety show. The Joel McHale Show debuts February 18th and will be a half-hour series that takes an absurd look at pop culture and news from across the globe. It'll feature celebrity guests, comedy sketches, and insane video clips from TV and every corner of the internet. Can you say reheated soup? Kodak Black was arrested in Florida on a slew of charges, including grand theft of firearm, possession of marijuana, and neglecting a child. Kodak has had numerous run-ins with the cops over the years. He's also in the middle of serving a one-year house arrest sentence where he needed permission from the court before traveling anywhere. If the new charges stick, he'll be serving some serious time. Bye-bye, Black. Home Alone dad John Hurd had a pharmacy of drugs in his system when he died. The actor passed last July at age 71, and now we know that drugs in his system included oxycodone, Xanax, fentanyl, and hydrocodone. Hurd had back surgery 2 days before his death. The medical examiner has already said Hurd died from a heart attack triggered by heart disease. That and the umpteen drugs. Melissa Etheridge made a plea deal in her marijuana possession case that keeps her out of jail. She pleaded guilty, paid a $1,000 fine, and received 6 months of unsupervised probation. Melissa has a medical marijuana card in California to treat her cancer-related pain. Her tour bus was stopped in North Dakota, and a canine detected her marijuana oil. Oh yeah, gotta love North Dakota. Former Jackass star Bam Margera checked into rehab in L.A. after being arrested for DUI a couple of weeks back. His mom and dad researched various rehabs and were told Dr. Phil reached out to Margera as well, but Bam turned him down. Because he probably heard about Dr. Phil being accused of getting his guests with substance abuse problems high before going on the air. Boom, Bam! Two veteran rock bands, Def Leppard and Journey, will co-headline a massive 60-city tour later this year. The fact that we're touring with Journey and it's putting us into huge arenas like Madison Square Garden is very special for us, Def Leppard frontman Joe Elliott said. Also, all of Def Leppard's albums are available for streaming for the first time. Nowadays, it's not about who headlines, but who gets to go to bed earliest. Actor Ewan McGregor has filed for divorce. The 46-year-old actor split from his wife of 22 years, Eve Mavrakis, and officially filed for divorce this week after citing irreconcilable differences as the reason for their breakup. Ewan started dating his Fargo co-star Mary Elizabeth Winstead last year and thanked both women in his acceptance speech at the Golden Globes. Classy? No, not really. Machine Gun Kelly has been cast to play Motley Crue drummer Tommy Lee in Netflix's adaptation of the band's biography, The Dirt, Confessions of the World's Most Notorious Rock Band. The film's being helmed by Jackass director Jeff Tremaine and is set to follow the group's rise through the 80s. The script had been passed on by a number of studios the past several years, but cash-rich Netflix said, hell yeah! Looks like Chris Pratt is moving on with Olivia Munn. The actor was spotted enjoying a romantic dinner with Munn at Craig's in West Hollywood. Pratt filed for divorce from his wife Anna Faris in December after 8 years of marriage. Faris has since dated cinematographer Michael Barrett, but has remained friendly with Pratt as they co-parent their son Jack. Munn was last with quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Okay, place your bets. The widow of Eagles co-founder Glenn Frey has filed a lawsuit against the hospital that treated the musician, alleging wrongful death. In the suit, Cindy Frey names the Mount Sinai Hospital, Icahn School of Medicine, and physician Stephen Itzkowitz. Frey died on January 18th in 2016 at age 67. Geez, it must have taken 2 years just to get them all to cough up their medical records. The Trash Bin. Kris Jenner caused tongues to wag this week when she traded in her signature dark brown hair for a platinum blonde pixie cut. It wasn't the hair color of the 62-year-old reality star that caused the biggest commotion, though. It was her plastic surgery. Jenner supposedly had several procedures done: Botox, a nose job, cheek implants, and lip fillers. Now her face won't move. Oh wait, it already didn't.
The news wrap-up.
Apple's App Store revenues could top the theatrical global box office in 2018. Amazon's first fully automated grocery store launched at its Seattle campus this week. Facebook is letting its users rank news sources that they see as the most credible and trustworthy. A new update for iPhones will show users their battery performance and give them the option to slow down the phone, or not.
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Maze Runner, The Death Cure, unseats Jumanji at the box office.
The number one album.
Fall Out Boy's Mania enters the charts at number one.
The number one app.
Pocket Build is the new number one app.
The number one book.
Fire and Fury Inside the Trump White House is the number one nonfiction book for a fourth week.
LA-based Maroon 5 came together while they were still in high school back in 1994. Fast forward, the band has released 6 studio albums selling 75 million units. Their lead singer Adam Levine is well known to U.S. television audiences as a co-host on the hit show The Voice. Its latest album, Red Pill Blues, has spawned several hit singles. Don't Wanna Know featuring Kendrick Lamar, Cold featuring Future, What Lovers Do featuring SZA, and now we think they're gonna have a fourth hit single. Here's Adam Levine and the rest of the band, Maroon 5, with the song of the week, Wait.
Can we talk for a moment? Got these feelings that I'm tired of holding on. Wasn't trying to get wasted. Needed more than 3 or 4 to say this, so let me apologize. Yeah. I'll make up, make up, make up, make up for all those times. All those times. Your love, I don't wanna lose. I'm begging, 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 begging you. Wait, can you turn around? Can you turn around? Just wait. Can we work this out? Can we work this out? Just wait. Can you come here, please? Cause I wanna be with.
That was Maroon 5 with the song of the week, Wait. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins, you know, with a Z. And that's what's happening this week in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.